this is one of those moments where the headline sounds huge, but the context really matters. Ripple just moved another billion XRP out of its escrow account, and it looks like part of the usual monthly unlock.
Exactly. And the on-chain activity made it pretty clear this wasn't a surprise move. It lines up with the schedule people have been watching, which is a big part of why this matters.
Right, and I think that's the key. This is really about how XRP's supply works, not a signal that Ripple is suddenly dumping coins.
That's a fair way to put it. The escrow setup was built to make supply more predictable. Instead of a massive amount appearing out of nowhere, tokens come out in planned increments.
And that predictability is a huge deal for traders and investors, because uncertainty is where a lot of the fear comes from.
True. When XRP sits in escrow, it isn't immediately available for sale. But once it moves into wallets Ripple controls, it becomes part of the broader pool that could later be distributed, deposited to exchanges, or used for other purposes.
That distinction is important, because moving tokens around doesn't automatically mean selling pressure.
Exactly. It changes the supply equation, and that's something market participants tend to watch very closely. The monthly cadence gives everyone a reference point,
which makes it easier for analysts to model future supply, traders to tell routine from unusual, and investors to watch what actually happens on chain rather than only relying on statements.
And in a market where transparency around token distribution can shape sentiment quickly, that recurring rhythm is one reason the escrow narrative stays so central.
Now, a billion XRP is a big number in absolute terms, so it naturally grabs attention.
Yes, and large unlocks can affect short-term liquidity, perception, and trading behavior. But the price impact isn't guaranteed.
That's what I like about this. The headline is dramatic, but the real story depends on what happens next.
Right. It depends on whether the coins move to exchanges, whether selling pressure increases, whether demand absorbs the newly available supply, and how the broader crypto market is behaving at the time.
Sometimes the market has already priced in the unlock before it even happens.
In other cases, it can trigger short-term selling if the coins hit exchanges and are perceived as sellable supply.
And then there are cases where it barely makes a dent because buying interest is strong or the wider market is moving in a favorable direction.
So the unlock itself is only one piece of the story. The real impact often unfolds after the event.
That's why people usually ask a few practical questions after an escrow release. First, was it on schedule?
Yes. Then has the released XRP moved to exchanges?
Is there any noticeable increase in selling pressure?
How does it affect the broader supply-demand balance?
And are there changes in wallet activity or behavior from larger holders?
Those questions matter because they help separate routine movement from something more meaningful. If the coins stay in Ripple-controlled wallets, the immediate effect may be limited.
But if they get deposited to exchanges, traders may start treating them as potentially sellable supply, which can influence order books, volume, and short-term volatility.
That's why the article's main point is not to overread the event. Releasing a billion XRP doesn't prove Ripple is preparing to sell all of it.
And it doesn't guarantee a crash, a surge, or any specific price move.
Correct. It's a scheduled event and its significance depends on broader market conditions, investor behavior, regulatory developments, and overall crypto trends.
The takeaway is that the process continues in a transparent way, and that consistency is itself a meaningful data point for XRP.
Yes. The supply structure has been one of the most closely watched parts of XRP's story for years, and each monthly release gives the market another reference point for assessing future supply, liquidity, and sentiment.
In short, this latest release is meaningful, but it's routine. The real impact will depend on how the tokens move through the ecosystem, how traders interpret them, and how the broader market reacts.
Exactly. The message is that the unlock automatically changes XRP's price. It's that the scheduled and visible nature of the process keeps shaping how the market views XRP's supply and long-term token dynamics.